Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is Arab English Radio and you're listening to You Station. I am Bita.
And I'm Asma, once again.
If you are in our sweet, sweet home.
Yeah.
Once there was this friend of mine that I was really close to. You know, I'm not that kind of person who can really easily get close to someone.
Mm-hmm. And, clearly.
And she was really dear to me. And we were going to have a good relationship with each other.
And I think that this story is not going to end well.
Yeah, fortunately. Most of the stories have bad endings or they're open. And unfortunately, we don't have that kind of happy endings here.
And I hate open life. Endings. But they are bad.
They're beautiful.
Ugly endings.
Maybe. Not sure about that. So let's talk about my friend here. I don't want to make it as an open-end story here. And we were having a good relationship. And once I saw something. We were out and a new person came to our company. She was completely changed. And I was like, what are you changing yourself like that? You know, I'm your friends for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And you're acting like someone else in front of someone who just came to our company and just talking to us and completely new and a stranger and something like that. I was surprised. And she was just justifying herself. And she was like, okay, I didn't do anything wrong. I wanted to be like that. And if you think I was changed, maybe you didn't know me well. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're turning the blame into me right now. And you're telling me that this is my problem?
And how easily we just choose our words.
Exactly.
How easily.
And that was the time I just put a full stop to this friendship.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a bit harsh, but I think it was...
Well, I must say that such a thing does not happen in the world of, I don't know, a little bit older young people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I
mean that sometimes you see such behaviors, but you do not take action. The only thing that happens is that you lose your interest in that person.
Yeah.
I mean, you do not say, okay, this is the full stop. From now on, we are cut.
I know what you mean.
There is no place that I can see you and there is no way that I can hear you. Just I would lose my interest in these sort of people.
This is so sad.
You know, the thing that happens, which is so dangerous, I must say, it's so dangerous because sometimes as friends, we talk to each other, we just go out, we do things together, we go shopping together, but then I do not understand what you have in your mind. But so suddenly... You lose your interest in me. I do not know what I have done.
This is a kind of awkward situation, in my opinion.
So awkward.
I mean, you know what? Because it's just you don't know what you did that person lost their interest in you.
This you don't know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Kills you.
I know. And I think here that you don't know what is the problem of that person. I mean, if you have some red lines, red flags for other people's
I usually
behavior,
say it as well. I just say it to the people. There's a friend of mine. Yeah. She gets into misunderstanding so much. And then, honestly speaking, if I was at an age of, I don't know, 11, 12 or 15, I would have done the same thing that you did. Yeah. I would have made a full stop there. But then, unfortunately, we are grown-ups and I cannot do that. So the only thing is that I just ignore. And I did not go for much of interaction. But the only thing that happens, she comes towards me. And then every time she comes with a new story, with a new daggering story. As in, she tells me things out of 5 years. After five years, she comes to me and then she tells me, do you remember that day? Okay, I don't even remember yesterday.
Yeah,
just to make it clear for you, I don't even remember what happened to me yesterday. I just live in today.
Yeah,
and not just today. I just live in the moment. Even if you ask me what happened in the morning, maybe I do not remember.
I get
so it. I have whatever problem you call it, but I'm just like this. So when you ask me about a thing that happened 5 years ago, and then you start to allude to it, and then you start to judge me by that thing that I am not even aware of what it was, then it make me just feel like so disappointed at you.
And another thing which really disappoints me is about the times that someone just changes their behavior with you and you don't know the reason and they don't talk to you. They don't open up. Come on. If you are sad about something, if I did something wrong, I'm a human being.
Let it out. Let us know what's the problem.
I may make some mistakes. I'm a human being and human being is to err, you know?
Yeah.
And there may be some kind of misunderstanding even.
As a human being, I am not an encyclopedia. I do not know everything.
Exactly.
Maybe I sometimes do not even understand something.
Yeah.
So as a person who cares for me, I expect you to tell me things.
Exactly.
If I'm bothering you in any way, you have to tell me. If you expect me to do something, you have to tell me.
And even after telling their problems, you may figure this out that it's only a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And it's a pity.
Now that I remembered what happened to me, I just felt so angry so suddenly. So I guess it's better for us to go for a break, for a sip of water, and then cool down and then be back.
So stay tuned.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station. I am Asma and...
And I am Beta.
Yeah, I am better right now. I feel like better.
Yeah, she's really
simmered down. But still, you know, thinking about the topic, it makes you just so irritated.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Because, you know, it happens a lot. This is something that we are in touch really so much every day.
Yeah.
Every single moment.
And this story has got two sides.
Yeah.
Once you lose your interest in someone, the other time... The other people lose interest in you.
Yeah.
I mean, they no longer like you. They no longer feel like so close to you. They no longer want you in any community they have. You are just an outlaw, an outcast.
I think both sides are really difficult.
Yeah.
No matter whether you lose interest in someone, because you feel kind of maybe, you know, you feel like it's a scene to lose interest in someone. And the other side is other people losing interest in you, which is, again, really difficult.
So difficult.
So difficult.
I mean, imagine you so much love your community, but then suddenly all of them turn their back against you.
And you feel like an outsider.
An outsider.
Yeah. I cannot tell you that I have a lot of experience in that field. I don't.
But it happens.
But
for
it
all
happens
human
for
beings,
everybody.
It happens.
And, you know, sometimes these kind of things that happens in our life that we find out that other people just lost their interest in us will help us, you know,
you know, remember.
Yeah.
I remember this concept just reminds me of the time when we were children and we moved from one city to another city and then you had to change your school. And then in that new school, you were an outsider and then none of them were like so happy with you coming to their class. What happened with that? You just felt like, okay, I'm not a welcome guest in here.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
It is, especially when you're younger.
Yeah,
and when you get old, you know, you don't care that much about other people's opinion about
you. Exactly.
So, which is something bad, you know? You are
careless. It's even a good thing, I suppose.
Maybe, but sometimes it bothers other people that you're so carefree about whatever everyone thinks about you. And maybe they envy you that you are this so... You know, just you're living your life.
So easy.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the thing that I believe in is that we have to have some red flags. We have to have some boundaries here that are so clear, you know, in relation with other people.
Exactly. Now, this is very important. But then also there's another thing that just crossed my mind right now.
Yeah.
What are the reasons for a person to lose the interest of others? I mean, they no longer like you because of number one.
Number one, which I want to tell you, which is so sad, is a huge amount of kindness that you share to other people. When you are too, way too kind, it sounds kind of suspicious to other people, and they're like, they're doubting you. They start doubting you, and they're like, come on.
Oh, now, this not natural. Factor is a little bit of philosophical.
It is.
And you have to look at it from a different angle to understand what Bita is just saying.
You know.
But I get what you say. Then I would say the first and the most important thing is the change of your attitude, I suppose. You know, yeah. The people around you see that you're no longer the one who cares. You're no longer the one who cares about the feeling of others, about what they say, about what they bring to their tongue. When you just start to look like a carefree person about everything, then people would lose interest in you.
I think instead of losing interest to someone like that, you have to find a reason why these people change like that. I mean, sometimes, honestly,
it's just because, just the way you said it, just because the people surrounding them were too kind with them.
I know.
So after too much of kindness, they not only pay you back with kindness, but also they stab you in the back. So to think that the other person is starting to be such a rabble-rouser, they become to be a two-faced person, a masked person, then people would lose interest in them. I myself, when I see someone lying, when I understand that someone's lying is proved to me with incidents and evidences around me, then I would lose interest in them. And no matter how much they try, unfortunately, there is no way back. Whether it be for lying, whether it be for bad attitudes, whether it be for selfishness, for anything like this, I suppose.
I get it. You know, you mentioned something that there is no way back for these people too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem of some people is that they allow other people in great relationships to, you know, they allow a lot of way back for them, you know. And this is the problem. Sometimes when you give other people a lot of chance to be next to you, they don't want to be next to you anymore.
I just know one thing. Patience has got a limit.
Exactly.
But the limit of different people are just different. So do not test people's patience to the very utmost point, because then there is no way back. So I guess we have to go for a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Yes, this is the last part of today's episode.
Relationships are like some flowers, you know. If you just water these flowers more than what they need, they will become
rot away.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't do that again, they will rot away.
They will drool as well.
So there should be a balance here. And you have to always keep that in mind, that there is Allah Almighty there, okay? So if you are doing something and you don't know what is the limit of whatever you are doing, you have to think of what Allah Almighty wants you to be. The saddest thing that can happen to you is that God just lost interest in whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
you,
now which, this is the most important part of today's episode. To be an outlaw in people's world or society is not a problem as long as you're sure that God has not lost interest in you.
Yeah.
And of course, he does not lose his interest
unless you have done something
so terrible. Even for those terrible things that you have done, he gives you some hopes in the Holy Book of God. I don't remember in which chapter, but I just remember that there's a verse saying that even you, the ones who have done too much of terrible things, there is a way for you to come back for me. Because I'm the one who forgives you all the way. No, he's the one who has created us and he loves us more than anything else. And then he gives us chances to come back and turn it all around. So if you see that other people are not interested in you, if you see that the world is not interested in you, you're not going to feel sad if you are so sure about the bond and connection you have with your Lord.
For sure. Just believe in that you're not alone.
Be strong at the very first point. Then look back, see if you have done anything wrong, and then try to change yourself. If yes, the answer to that was yes, you have done something wrong, then try to compensate. And in the end, the thing that is important is how God is going to look at you.
Exactly.
And so, I guess we all understand that some way in our heart. If we just go deep down, we can understand how he feels towards us.
If it's all the time we had for today's episode, I wish it'd be useful for you, dear listeners. Mm-hmm. I wish you farewell.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.